I'm Augie Smith, and I've never heard of the Agreeable Brains.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Testing.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Testing. I know you can hear me because I talk loud.
Show up a little. Might move it in just a bit. I don't. Well, that was really loud. Maybe just like talk normal.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, there you go. There's your big loudness.
You should shut the fuck up. Man. And I should punch you in the uterus.
Wouldn't do you any good.
It would do me plenty good. That's more of a self-building thing than the...
Oh, I gotcha. That's more for you.
Yeah, it's more for me.
It's more like psychological than the actual damage.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I'm still in my silent mode, sorry.
Okay. I guess whenever you're done checking your phone.
Alright. Phone's on mute.
Yeah.
Computer's on mute.
No. But it will be.
Here Mine is, I was second. Just saying. Mine has a weird tendency to just talk. Okay, I do have some video game stuff today. I have some movie stuff, I guess. I have just general nerd stuff. I think I even have like a archaeological thing.
Well, just kind of have it in your head. Cause
urine.
We don't have an outline.
Drinking story.
Yeah, just have it in your head. What goes where, and then we'll just...
As long as it's drink your first pee of the day, you're all right.
Yep.
It's not weird at all.
That's what I've heard.
All right, my computer's froze up. Just a second.
Oh, no!
Okay.
Is it unfroze?
Yep.
Cool.
Do you have the...
Oh, maybe.
Oh! These will go up in the Internet Hall of Fame someday.
I guess possible.
Should we start this bitch? Are you ready?
Yeah, we didn't really do anything funny.
No. We're just, you know, chit-chatting, whatever. What am I supposed to do, a song and dance?
I don't know. I'm kind of... sleepy now.
It's kind of cold in here. Not cold, but I've had the windows open all day. We've had the storms coming in. Yeah.
And you can hear the traffic.
What'd you go? Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
You are obsessed with Buffalo Wild Wings.
I go there every Monday.
Yeah, obsessed.
I meet my brother and a couple of our buddies up there on Mondays. And
your brother sucks.
Hang out.
I was going to ask something. I forgot what it was. Oh, well. We're going to put the Augie Smith thing at the front of this one, right?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
So we can talk about that in your week.
Yeah, I can talk about in my week. Yeah, sure. All right, so let's start this thing.
All right.
Welcome to the Agreeable Brains Podcast, Episode 40. My name is Scott.
And my name is Chad, and this is the show where two guys you don't know talk about stuff that you don't care about. How's it going, Scott?
It's going good. How about yourself, Chad?
Awesome. Episode 40.
I think episode 40, man. That's like almost a year. We've been at this for almost a year.
10 months.
That's like, besides my marriage, the most committed thing I've ever been committed to.
Actually, that'd be... Oh, shit. I forgot about our Christmas episode and our New Year's episode that we didn't number, so
that puts...
10 and a half months.
Oh, okay. So what will be our official one-year episode?
46.
46. So, we gonna do anything special?
No. I guess we could have a guest or something.
Yeah, we should have, like... a bunch of guests. Maybe we should make a trip up to Lawrence again.
Maybe.
Oh, that was fun. It was a good show. All right. So, did you do anything this week, Chad?
I didn't really do anything awesome. I did try the Ritos Locos Tacos at
I
Taco
tried that
Bell.
too, just last night, matter of fact. I just stopped and get one.
Actually, I had that twice this week.
So much for that diet. Buffalo Wild Wings every Monday and Taco Bell twice this week.
Chicken's good for you, I've heard.
Oh, you had the chicken taco instead of a
No,
no.
I have chicken at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh yeah.
So I liked it, huh?
It's all right. It wasn't like phenomenal where I was like, oh my God, I gotta have this every day. Like my favorite thing is still the beef crunchy burrito, the crunchy beef burrito, the like 99-cent burrito that they had for a
Yeah, those
while.
are pretty
I don't
good.
even know if they have it anymore. That's like my favorite thing though.
Man, I don't know.
But the taco thing, it's good. A lot of times when I eat Taco Bell, I'm eating it in my car. Like I'm drive through it, I grab it and going somewhere. And I can't eat a taco in my car because I will get it all
That's
over
messy.
myself.
I don't know. I think I liked it more than a regular taco,
Yeah.
but it wasn't as Dorito-y as I
Wasn't as
imagined it was going to be.
Dorito powerful.
Yeah, it's very lightly dusted with the Dorito cheese, but I think the difference is,
The shell is
yeah, it's
thicker.
a.
It's like a chip.
No, I think it's thinner. It's
I thought it
more,
was thicker.
I don't know, because I got a regular taco and one of those
Well, I know that when you
yesterday.
bite a taco, you got half a chance that it's going to just fall apart on you. And I had two of them, and neither one of them did it. Like I was able to eat the whole taco without it cracking down the middle, or
Yeah, but
so.
I think I don't know. I think that's
There's some
because
flexibility in that chip, maybe.
maybe it just feels like a little bit lighter of a
How can you tell it's lighter? Because it's in the
not
wrapping,
like the
and then it's
weight.
a weird cardboard Dorito wrapping around
Yeah, it was
that,
weird.
and then the taco.
Yeah, just like a lighter snack. Like it'd be less of a taco, even though it's the same thing as a taco.
You are less of a taco.
I don't know. It's good. I'll probably get
Speaking of
them.
less of taco, that's the band who did the theme music this week, wasn't it? Or sponsored by Less Than a Taco?
Yes,
That's
that is who we got this week.
the first one I've come up with. I do like that about when you describe the thing, and lately you've been doing theme music by
Yeah.
whatever funny thing was
I
said
just
during
thought it
this
was
week.
funny. Because I keep forgetting them. Because we'll
Yeah.
say something about that make a good band name, and then I completely forget. Now I'll put it in the show
And now we
notes.
got a list.
And I keep waiting for somebody to be like,
That is a band already, and they're
no,
awesome.
just
I'm
somebody say,
surprised you
like,
haven't heard about them because they're
you have
totally
this.
underground.
Because we have the same music every week. Because
Yeah,
of
I know. Yeah.
some dumb thing that I wrote. And like I keep waiting for somebody to be like, they all play the same music.
You don't have
I
different groups playing.
don't know. Hopefully our audience is intelligent enough to get the joke.
No.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they are. But
I think by the sheer fact that they listen to the show
that's a negative.
demonstrates the level of intelligence.
This show is totally witty and
If I do say so myself, this show is the smartest show on the internet. Fuck the Nerdist. Fuck the Nerdist. Fuck Kevin Smith. Fuck whoever else does podcasting. Except for us.
Oh, that's mean.
Fuck the Chihuahua.
Oh, come on.
I
Nobody's gonna know what that is.
know, I'm just playing.
They might. I don't
Four of them will know, or three of them will know who it is. I'm just playing. I'm totally being a hater right now. That was mainly for humor.
But
Mainly.
so I will get the Doritos tacos as long as they have them.
If I'm in the mood for taco,
But
like you said, I will pay the extra 29 cents or whatever it is for the regular beef taco for that. But generally, like I said, I need the wrapped so I don't get it all over me. Oh, one thing I do hate. It's the first time I ordered it. I don't know why. I think I bought the box or something, beefy crunchy box, and it came with the soft crunchy taco, the wrapped taco with the cheese and the shell, the soft shell.
the cheesy gordita crunch?
No, I don't know. It's like a taco, but it's got two shells, a soft
Yeah,
one
that's
with
the cheesy
cheese and then a
gordita crunch.
taco, and they just.
Yeah, that's the cheesy gordita
That
crunch.
thing is disgusting.
Oh, I love those.
Those things are disgusting.
Why?
I don't, it just wasn't right. It was not right. I don't know why, but I just
It's
didn't
just
like it at
a.
all.
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah, and I just had that one the other day. I thought, oh, I'll get a taco and I can eat that and it totally won't fall apart on me in the car because it's, there's like
No, I
a
like
soft
those.
gel cushioning and then a soft taco. No, I hated it. I didn't
It's
like
like
it
a
at all.
taco with two shells. It's a
Two bad shells.
gordita shell and a
Yeah, I
regular
don't know.
shell.
I just didn't like it. I really didn't like it. Like, I will never order that again. It was gross.
All yours, because those are awesome.
So is that all that you did this week? Get
That's the only
tacos?
interesting thing I did this week.
Well, work and life, you know, that generally.
Yeah.
'Cause I don't
Well,
have either one of those,
I'll have some
so.
stuff to talk about later on in the show.
Well, I went to a comedy show on Saturday night. Went and saw Augie Smith at our local Kitchen Pass slash comedy club, and it was not a bad show, except for we made the mistake of, and I can say this because I know my wife's friends don't listen to this show at all. But my wife's friend, you know, my wife, we heard Augie Smith was coming, so we asked you guys, but Amy was working and you had the kids and stuff, couldn't make it or whatnot, and so she's like, well, you know, we should ask other people. So she asked some of her friends, and they're fun to hang out with, but we left it up to them to buy the tickets. And I was literally like, and this place is not, unless you're in the main room, is not real conducive to comedy. It's just kind of a split off room. It's a w real weird stage. The only good thing about it is the stage is real high, so pretty much wherever you're sitting in the place, you can see them, except for in the, you know, side room or whatever. But I was literally in the last table in this whole place, and so I didn't have a real good view. But then also we went to the early show, which we've always gone to the late show, which starts around 10:30 while they were getting around midnight, 1 o'clock. But we went to the early show this time. Went and ate dinner beforehand at Wilder's here in Joplin. Wilder, first time ever eating there. Excellent place. Like, I had a really fancy French pork chop, and it was good. I
Wait,
don't
what makes it French?
know. What makes it French is the fact that it was $25 for
Oh,
a pork
damn.
chop, so that made it French, I guess. But it was good. Good mashed potatoes. Good onion rings came with it. Food was really good. Cool place. I mean, just like an old place. You can tell it's been there forever, before the war, World War II. And they had these cool like food rationing things, like taxes they had to pay on food during the wartime or whatever to serve. And it was all, you know, it was really cool. But a neat old place, just a really cool atmosphere. And what's neat is Wilder's is connected to Kitchen Pass, so we just literally, when they were done, our waiter's like, "You're here for the show, right?" And so yeah, so he just walked us through the kitchen over to the bar and set us down. It was really cool.
Huh, that's
We didn't
cool.
have to go outside, you know, and walk an extra 25 feet or whatever. He just took us right over. And so, you know, we made a night of it. And that happened to be St. Patty's Day that night, so St. Patrick's Day. So we went and ate, and we went to the show, and went to the early show. But the early show consists of what seemed to be just a crowd of geriatrics. What the fuck are they doing out at a comedy show, especially someone like Augie Smith, who just yells at you the entire time? That's his whole shtick. He has a elevated voice while speaking. Half the time he just drops the mic because he knows that if he's yelling at the mic, it's going to be like ear piercing, and you can hear him. And I literally had the back seat with hundreds of people in front of me and had no problem hearing him when he dropped the mic.
So he trained at the Sam Kinison School
Yeah,
for Comedic Arts.
exactly. And But there was three comedians that night. Normally, it's just an opening act and then the main. They had three of them that night. I don't know why. They had a guy, two guys out of Kansas City. He was kind of funny. The first guy was kind of funny. I don't know if he's new. You know, you kind of assume that he's like the newest comedian out of that group because he was the opening act, and he only had like 15 minutes. And
He was
he used to
warming
be a
the crowd
cop and
up.
do what?
He was just warming up the crowd.
Yeah, he was a cop. He used to be a cop and a Marine, so he did this whole spiel about how, being the differences being a comedian and a cop, you know, and it was all right. He had some chops, but it wasn't great. And then there was a second guy in Kansas City. His name was Grasshopper. That was his name. I don't know. And he was just a
Like, does
pissed
he know
off.
kung fu?
He was a pissed off Asian dude, and a lot of his shit
That's
was
racist.
he was pissed off toward white people. You know, I don't know, but it was somewhat funny,
Did he
and he
think
was
he was
somewhat
on
funny.
like the
He
Def
was three
Comedy
sheets to
Jam?
the fucking wind by 8 o'clock. He was fucking hammered, and so I don't know if that affected his show or whatnot or whatever. But if he wasn't drunk, he did a good Dean Martin. You know what I mean? He
Yeah.
looked like he was drunk.
That part of his shtick, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know,
How long
but
was this set?
about 20 or 30 minutes. You know, a little bit longer than the first guy, and then
Probably why they
August.
had two openers if neither of them had a full set.
That might be the, you know, the case too. But then Augie came on, and he was really funny. I've heard his his set before is pretty much, you know, comedians have a standard set, and you know, they usually debut their new stuff, or at least, you know, in a probably bigger nightclubs. You know, I mean, I don't think they use Joplin, Missouri as a test market a lot, is I guess what I'm saying, for their new stuff.
A lot of writing a new set is just getting up there and seeing what works and what doesn't.
But my point in that is, Augie, all this stuff that he talked about is stuff that he normally talks about. I know he took some different curves with it, you know, being live on stage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Different comedians, I think, have sort of different styles.
Yeah.
Because some of them are Mike Birbiglia does a completely new set every year. Like, he'll do a set, and he'll workshop it on the road.
Right.
And then he actually does, like, one-man show on Broadway, mm-hmm. and then he makes it into a film, and then he completely never does it again.
Yeah. And, but Augie Smith was really funny, but man, those fucking old people, there's a herd of cattle running through my house currently. We are filming this during the day, outside of our normal time, on a Monday afternoon. Recording this. I have cameras everywhere. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
I didn't know that. I would have put some pants on.
The kids are home from spring break, so we're having to do this with the kids in the background. Oh, that worked. I didn't think that would work. See if you can hear the cattle.
I will take all that out.
Yeah, I don't know if they heard that or not, but it was loud for us sitting out here. But the whole place was full of old people. Not the whole place, but man, it did seem like a different crowd than the midnight or the 10 o'clock crowd.
Well, they can't stay up that late.
Yeah, and they talked through the whole show. Like, there was times where I was like, almost like, shut the fuck up. You know, I want to laugh, but you people are pissing me off. And then there's this douchebag sitting beside us, I don't know, making drug deals or something. He kept taking cell phone calls, getting up and leaving the bar, and then coming back in, take a cell phone call, get up and leave the bar. And just talking as loud as he can be. He's like, hello? Yeah, I'm at the bar, listen to a comedy show. Hey, wait, sorry, I can't hear you. This guy on stage is being too loud. And I'm like, God damn it. Well,
I think there wasn't as much of that last time we went, but I think it's because the mindset is it's a bar that has just happens to have comedy going on.
Yeah, almost like an open mic. They weren't giving him the normal respect a guy would get.
That's why I wish we had like an actual like comedy place.
And it also we had real bad seats. Like I said, I was very far in the back. If we were like in the normal seats, like we like to get up front, you know, the vibe's probably different closer to the stage. People are more paying attention, listening to the person. The people in the back are like flagging down waiters and you know, making drug deals and sex acts under the table. I don't know.
Whoa.
But there was a lot of old people wearing fucking, what's that tattoo guy's clothing design? Huh? Ed Hardy. I don't know if it's Ed Hardy stuff, but it was
Sailor Jerry.
Yeah. I don't know what it was, but it was a lot of stuff like extreme, like UFC clothes, you know, with the like dark shirt with MMA the silver shirts. Angel wings and fucking banners and shit everywhere. There was a lot of old guys wearing that stuff tucked in.
That's like all you can buy anymore.
Yeah, it's like ridiculously ugly shit.
Yeah.
And unless you are a UFC fighter who can whoop someone's ass for making fun of you wearing that shit, don't wear that
shit.
I've
never seen a UFC fighter actually wear that UFC stuff.
Exactly. But it didn't really deter from the show because, you know, Augie Smith was loud enough that there was a few moments where I was like, dude, shut the fuck up. But it was funny enough that it draw you back in, and he was funny. I wasn't drop dead rolling though. Like I said, just the whole atmosphere was a little draining on that, but it was funny. Like he's really funny, and he almost like keeps going with a joke until like either every person is laughing or every person's offended. And it's just really funny stuff. He was really good, and I went up and talked to him after the show, and he did the thing for the Agreeable Brains like we did with Jonigan. Tommy Jonigan, and had him do that thing, which I'm sure you'll hear at the beginning of the show or whatever on this one. And so now my goal is to go to a lot more of these comedy shows and get like a whole collection of comedians saying, this is such and such, and I've never heard of the Agreeable Brains. You know, I think that's funny. I don't know. But he was really nice and did it right away, and people were buying CDs like crazy from him, and he didn't be like, yeah, I'll say it if you buy a CD. He just did it, which was cool. And
should have asked him to be on the show.
Yeah, right. I was wondering though,
part of the time,
I've never heard of him.
Part of the time I was sitting there, you know, thinking about the show, and these guys got to come into town. You know, they didn't just drive in. You know, the show was at 8. They didn't just pull in at 7:30, I don't think. I think, especially somebody like Tommy Johnigan or now the headline or the first acts might have drive down to Kansas City, get there just in time to maybe get something to eat and then go on stage. And but I'm sure he flew from somewhere and he probably got here either today or yesterday.
Well, and I doubt they fly in. I bet
they're already on the road.
They're on the road, and you know now they. It just depends on the dates.
Probably depends on the comedian and stuff too. I mean, yeah. You know, some comedians are huge. Of course, we're probably not going to get those guys.
A lot of those guys, you know, they'll do. I mean, they may have a Friday night, Saturday show, a Sunday show, all in different cities.
Yeah, exactly. They either got to drive or get there as quick as possible. But what I, you know, I'm sure they're getting here with time to spare though. That and they're just sitting around bored. I bet if we got a hold of someone beforehand. And they had a few hours before the show. They might do something for the show.
Dude, I keep telling you, that's you got to just start asking.
I go to their Kitchen Pass website, and they never... It's like they only advertise that shit last minute. Like, they don't know who's coming. I think they just put feelers out there, and whoever says, yeah, we'll come to your show. Or whoever's agency says, yeah, well, you know, he's in that area. We'll swing him by. That's a good few $100 he can make there. Or more than that, I don't know. But you know, it's probably... Because that place is always packed. When comedians are there, every
like I listen to Chris Porter's podcast and I've heard him a couple times where he'll like, you know, usually what it is they'll come in the morning and they do the local morning radio right. show to be like, oh, I'm going to be at, you know, blah, blah, blah tonight. And then they,
that's true because that it's shit. The radio, it's the radio, it's Big Dog yeah. here. It's 97.9 or something like that hosts it.
And comedians complain about that all the time. No, none of them like doing that shit. It's just part of the process.
Part of the grind. Just, part yeah. of the.
But he's talked a couple times where like, you know, I come into town, I do the radio show, I go do some dude's podcast, and then that fucking thing's not up for a month. It doesn't do me any good. I was telling him like ours goes out like next day.
Well, and this week on Tosh.0, he said something about don't ask me to be on your podcast or something like that, or he says I get. So maybe it was something to do with tweets. I don't know. But he says he gets tweeted like constantly, you should be on my podcast. So, you know, I'm sure they get it a lot. But fuck it. I'll do it. I'm not afraid of a comedian. I'll punch a bald-headed motherfucker right in the face.
Well, and then also, you need to get set up with Skype. And then while you're at home during the day, you can do like Skype interviews with people.
Yeah, all by myself in my underwear.
There you go.
Jerking off while they're talking to me.
I would leave that part out, but
yeah,
whatever gets you through it.
So I did that this week, which was cool. I did that. That was fun. St. Patty's Day, we went out that night and had a good time, you know. Didn't get too hammered or anything, but went to a local piano bar, which is a really cool place. That JB's is a cool place. It was so fucking packed. But it was fun. And then, you know, I rented some movies to watch this week, so... one of them I wanted to talk about is I'm not going to say it's an independent film, but it wasn't put out by a huge company.
So independent film.
But I think the company though is established enough. They put out a lot of horror stuff. Like, and I think that's pretty much their main thing. They just put out.
Was it The Asylum?
No, but it was some company like that, like Red Skull or something like that. I don't remember what it was, but next time I go to the movie place, I'm going to look for another movie because this movie was well enough done. It wasn't shot on a VHS camera and, you know, with horrible fucking high school actors, you know, it was good enough that I would watch another one by this company. Like Asylum. Asylum used to put out quality, though, low budget movies.
What? I don't know if I was...
Dude, I watched some shit on Netflix streaming that looks like it was filmed 10 years ago, but the date was like today and the acting is horrible and all that stuff. But, like, as a matter of fact, I think this movie is on Netflix streaming now. It's called Stakeland.
Okay.
And I'm just saying there's a difference. And there's I'm not looking for much quality, but I'm looking for some.
Okay.
Like, our fucking little 8-minute fucking short film we did with our children was better quality than some of this zombie shit I watched today with my daughter.
Well, yeah, because that's but, the go-to. I don't know what to do. I'll make a zombie movie.
Yeah. Well, that's got me thinking that we should do a zombie movie, or at least something horror movie. It doesn't even necessarily have to be a zombie movie. But
I don't think that's really our wheelhouse.
I don't know. I think we get, I think, but see, I think that's also the easiest thing to do. Like you said,
well,
it's
that's
a,
why
it's a
everybody
go-to
does
thing.
It. And that's why.
Yeah, but I think we can bring something to it.
Maybe.
But this movie's called Stakeland, and the guy who stars in it is the writer. I didn't write his name down, but I should have. But it was pretty good, pretty decent story, pretty
okay, is
decent
it about
acting.
Vampires.
Really great cinematography and stuff.
Or stakes.
Beautifully produced, and it is about vampires, but it's about a post-apocalyptic future where vampires have pretty much, you know, destroyed everything. But these vampires are more like feral creatures, not like the slick, you know, vampires with...
So, like, actual vampires from actual old stories.
Maybe, I guess. To me, I don't, you know, that's your thing. I don't know too much about mythos or whatever, but the, they were, I said that it's a combination of Zombieland and, The Road. The Road with Viggo Mortensen and the so, book. If you like the book, if you like that type of movie to where it's just beautiful country, it takes place up north somewhere. Great, great, beautiful country, but in a kind of a post-apocalyptic world. Well, definitely a post-apocalyptic world. And these fucking mutant vampires running around like feral creatures, you know, just devastated everybody. You're going to like this movie. And
what was that one... There was a big Hollywood movie that was a little like that. Vampires had taken over the world, but now there were so few actual humans. They
oh yeah, that was Ethan Hawke and Willem Dafoe.
I never saw
and,
that, but it looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I know Daybreakers, and I watched it. It wasn't bad, but these vampires in there were like pretty much just like really awesome people. Like they, like
but
you become
wasn't
a,
the thing though when they didn't feed, then they started turning into.
Oh yeah, that's true. When they didn't get the steady supply of the human blood, they would de-evolve into kind of like this bat creature. And yeah, I would say similar to that. And you know, they didn't mention it in here, but that may have been part of the storyline in it, or that may have been the thanking of, or they may have just been fucking some weird feral, super feral vampire.
Well, in some of the actual like vampire stories. It's sort of generation. So like your first generation vampire is going to be more human, and then as the blood gets diluted, you get down to like you're just feral, mindless killing machine.
And it could have been something to that effect, which is kind of cool. But what I liked is they didn't bother to explain it. They're like they're fucking vampires. You and some of them like the berserk. They had different classes of vampire. Like they called them berserkers, and they weren't like they weren't like scientifically named. The dude just called them berserkers. Oh, that's a berserker. Not and the reason why he's a berserker is because they have extra thick, like chest plating. Like you have to sever their spinal column.
The dudes in Blade 2.
Yeah,
had like the fuse together rib cage.
Right, exactly.
Armor
so,
over
so you
heart.
Couldn't pierce them normally. But you could kill them in other ways, setting them on fire and severing their heads.
Yep.
And
cutting the head off and then burning the head and the body in two separate piles is the best way to take care of a vampire.
Well, they didn't do it like that, but you know, it was cool. So I guess it did have some old school roots, or at least touched on those old school rules. And they didn't have silver and all that stuff. I mean, I know that's werewolves, but in some movies, silver affects vampires and.
Well, in mythology, silver was a weakness for vampires, not werewolves.
Oh, okay.
That was later in the movies that silver got associated with werewolves.
Okay.
It was in The Wolfman.
But it was definitely, The Wolfman. It was definitely, if you need 2 hours to kill, it's not bad. It's not like the best thing I've ever seen, but it's pretty good.
Is it completely horror? Is it got some comedy to it?
No, it's like completely serious. It takes itself serious the whole time. And it's kind of cool because what they're trying to do is it's a little bit like I Am Legend. They're supposedly up north, a safe haven. The vampires are affected by the cold weather. They don't, you know, they freeze up and can't move and shit, cause they're dead.
Yeah.
So their body's not circulating heat. And, so it's kind of a combination of like zombies and vampires almost. And, in that aspect, anyway. And so they run across pockets of humans. And then, of course, some of these pockets of humans are just batshit fucking crazy because it's the fucking apocalypse. And, like, religious heretics have taken over in these little small pockets, you know. They're just running around being fucking crazy. And so they got to get through the people, too. Not only the vampires, but they got to get through people. And the further north they go, the vampires get less and less and less. And it's got a couple of TV people in it, you know, that were semi-famous and junk. I don't know their names or whatnot, but I've seen them and stuff. And so, you know, it's pretty good. I recommend that you guys, that you watch it and check it out. It's called Stakeland. And they had lots of extra stuff on the DVD, which I like. You know, and the effects, there was like no CGI or anything like that. It's all physical effects and all blood, you know, gushing and stuff. Lots of blood. Like one heretic group would got a helicopter. And they just fucking loaded up a cage full of vampires and dropped it in the middle of this community that was all walled in and kind of a safe haven. And,
what a dick move.
Yeah, well, they're trying to take over. And so they decimate that area and then they fucking come in and clean up the vampires and take over. And, you know, that's, so it's a pretty good movie.
It's pretty damn jerky.
Yeah, it's a pretty dickhead move. But so that's what I did this week.
That's
watched,
cool.
Watched the Nasty movies, went and saw some comedy.
Did you watch Walking Dead?
I did watch Walking Dead.
It was awesome.
I don't miss Walking Dead. It's fucking, I mean, I miss it when it's not on. I don't miss it when, okay. when it's recorded. Like, it recorded that night. I came home from basketball and I watched it.
Like, so we watched it last night because I have some buddies that come over and that's what we do at the end of the night is our, with our game group is watch Walking Dead. But my brother couldn't make it. And then,
it's because your brother's a dick.
And then he didn't watch it. And so we were at lunch today. All we wanted to talk about, we couldn't talk about it
yeah, because your brother's a dick.
He didn't watch it. But, so are you satisfied now that they showed the
yes.
fucking prison?
Oh yeah. The prison.
Shut
I am
up about
no,
that
is just such an awesome thing in the comic books. I'm telling you, that's the reason why, like I picked up a few issues of the book when they were still getting into it. And I didn't start reading it religiously until they were in the prison. Like, to me, as soon as I saw the prison and their idea of getting in the prison and making it like a fortress, I was like, that fucking makes sense. Like, to me, that clicked. Like, if fucking vampires or zombies take over, I'm going to a prison. I'm going to kill every motherfucker in that prison, and that prison's going to be mine.
Well, but, yeah, but now that everyone's infected, wouldn't the prison now be just completely full of zombies?
Well, yes.
Walkers.
And that's what it's going to end up being in there, but not completely full. And I guess, and you know, I guess I can tell you what happened in the comic book because they have diverged enough from the comic book.
Right.
They come back and do like some touchstones based on the comic book, and then they diverge off, which is just fine because it's been awesome fucking
it's
TV.
It's written by the same, it's written by Robert Kirkman, who also writes the comic, but it's its own separate storyline that's just the same premise,
right?
And so many
and,
same,
and
characters.
I like the fact because, yes, in honesty, a comic book can't really be translated into a movie or a TV show because there's just not enough stuff there, there's too much.
The
stuff.
Idea can, but it's just a different way to tell a story,
right?
Like I know the comics are great, and I know Robert Kirkman's an awesome writer. I just really don't have any interest in reading them because that's not the kind of comic books that I like. But
I think, though, that because you like the show now, that you could probably go back and pick up those books and be all right with them.
I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure it'd be okay, but I don't really feel the need to read them.
Because even though that this world is full of zombies, it's not necessarily a horror show. Like, there's not a whole lot of jumping out and scaring you and stuff. There's some of it, but
it's an more awesome of a drama. And I don't know if that would come across as much in a comic book form.
It does. That's they it's more related to the people than the zombies in the thing. It just happens to be
I don't feel like I would ever get as emotionally invested in those comic book characters as I am in the TV.
Well, what
characters.
I'm saying is now that you're invested in the TV show and the characters that are in the book and that you're smart enough to be able to separate the two, that but still have that love for those characters and see that those characters are, even though they're a different shade of what the original characters were, that you could still have that investment. Because that's what's happened to me with the TV show. I could be sat here all day and be ultra fan and be like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
But
this is how you normally are.
You know, how I normally am. And but they you know, I think it's, I'm not gonna say I think of it as like a what if. But it's almost, it's
it
almost
is.
Like that.
It's just a different telling of the same type of story, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I guess, like, seeing, like, a drawn person get killed in a comic book is, like, not I don't think it would have the same effect as seeing, like...
I think you'd be surprised. I honestly think
maybe,
you'd be surprised. Because that moment when what we're assuming is Michonne or Michonne, however you want to pronounce her name, at the end of this episode on Sunday night where she saves Andrea, there's a lot of stuff like that to where you're like, oh, fuck, Andrea's going to get it in the book, and then a new character comes in. Or
But if she does get it in the book, it's like, oh, all right, well, she died, whatever.
I get what you're saying, and I don't disagree with you, but I'm telling you that now that you have something invested in the show,
maybe.
I think you'd be more invested in the book. And I get what you're saying, and I agree with you, but on like 50%, I agree with you. But I'm also invested in the book.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I guess I've read novels where... I can't think of any experience I've had where I've read a novel and I'm just like, oh, I can't believe he died. That sucks.
Well, yeah. Well, it's because you're not fucking an idiot. You don't. It's not. You know, it's not real. It's not really.
Yeah, but
you.
Dude, like when Dale got killed, that sucked. That was horrible.
Dale was a whiny bitch. He
no,
needed
he
to
wasn't.
Die. Dude,
Dale
it's
was
the
an
end
awesome
of the world.
Grandpa.
There's no more humanity left. Somebody on Facebook posted.
There's no more humanity if you choose there to be no more humanity.
Someone on Facebook posted. First Shane, as in Shane's kind of gone batshit crazy. And now the moral compass of the group, Dale, is gone. What happens next? Well, so what? You know, you got to survive, and you have to make hard decisions. And he's got a family, and yes, you have to retain your humanitarian or your humanity because. You don't want to become basically the governor, which they also alluded to.
Well, you
to.
Don't want
to
just become,
Mad Max.
Yeah, just.
But at the same time, the decisions you have to make to survive now are different than the decisions you had to make pre-zombie apocalypse. You know what I mean?
Well,
as a lawman, you pull someone over and shoot them in the head. You can't do that, but. As a man in charge of your group, if that fucking they picked that kid up in that town, you know, and they were big decision what to do with him, I'd have put a bullet in his head, first fucking day.
You say you would.
I would have left him there for the zombies to get stuck on the fence.
Yeah.
He is nothing to me, I would do everything I can protect you, but a zombie grabs you, you're fucked.
Why are you letting zombie grab me, you bastard?
I do everything up until that point.
That would have been a hard decision. I don't know if I would have.
Well, by the time they brought him into the camp and all that, kept him there for days, it would have been harder. That was the mistake. The answer would have been leave him for the fucking zombies when he's filleted up on the fence. Because that dude was shooting at you. To me, the decision's already made. As soon as they attacked you. You're done. And if you're judging the group of people that this two people in the bar represented and they'd had that whole standoff.
But that's the thing. Those two dudes could have been like the two, like we have friends that are assholes. They could have been the two asshole friends.
That is pre-post-apocalyptic. This is post-apocalyptic. At that
because
point.
Because we don't even know anything about those other guys.
Dude.
All
I would
could
put
have
a
been...
bullet in our asshole's friend's brains the moment they put my kids in danger.
But like, so say, you know, if our buddy Lee goes into a bar and pisses off some dudes and gets shot, and then we roll up there and we're like, hey, where's Lee? And they're like, we killed him! And then they start shooting at us, and it's like...
No, it was the other way around.
Well,
they shot at them.
I guess they did shoot him.
And so, to me, you know, that decision's already been made, and you gotta run with it. There's no taking it back.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of wish that we would have had an episode, if they could have done an episode devoted to that other group.
Well, I think
going
the
on.
Other group... Do you know who the governor is, as a character is?
Because I've heard people talk
I
about
I think
him.
That the governor is going to be the leader of this other group. And
in
they
my
will
mind,
come back eventually.
What's going on is we're going to see this other camp of people, and they're going to be all just normal dudes. And they're like, those crazy people stole Randall, and they shot two of our friends.
Now,
we've got to go rescue him.
That actually comes up a little bit later, when they kind of seem like, from another group's,
yeah, from
perspective,
the perspective,
they kind of
these
seem
crazy
like they're
people
the bad
killed
guys.
Two of their friends and kidnapped one of them.
Right. I don't think that's going to happen to them, and it happens in the book, and I don't know if that's something they'll touch on, but they kind of come across another group in the comic books where the other group's like, yeah, come on in. We're good. You know, we got these walls. We're fucking safe. Come in. Let us have your guns. And because you're fucking crazy and you've been out in the world and whatnot. But I can tell you by the books, by the end of that, like, because they're trying to almost reinsert themselves back into a society. Like, they have this little society set up with rules and laws and stuff. It gets all fucked in the end, and you got to get right back to the fucking killing. To me, that just tells me that there's a black and white answer. Like, in today's world, there's no black and white answers. There's shades of gray. In a post-apocalyptic zombie world, there's fucking black and white, and that's it.
I don't know. I don't know if it would... I mean, it's hard to say how much it would change us.
Well, I'm telling you, it's the moment that there is a slight inclination of a zombie apocalypse, I'm capping motherfuckers.
Oh, I'm going to get you on punked. We're going to get everyone in your neighborhood involved and have them all make up like zombies. And you're going to walk out one day and just see people shuffling around.
And I'm going to start killing motherfuckers. And you're going to fucking have my ass arrested in jail. Didn't we write a zombie story back in the day that was kind of like that?
I don't think we've ever written
where it was like a drug turned the people into a zombie state.
We did, Hellroot.
Yeah, and then our two heroes were like, well, we thought, maybe we didn't write it, but we explored the idea of that it could be reversed. But, you know, they've already killed like hundreds of these zombie things.
I think we joked about it. We went through a couple of different iterations of that, yeah.
I think we kind of joked about it. And then it turns out the scientists are like, oh, we have a cure. And they're like, oh, fuck, we've slaughtered like 600 people.
Well, yeah, kind of like... 28 days later kind of thing. Didn't they all just, wasn't it like a 24-hour flu, and then they all just woke up the next day and they were fine or something? I never saw that movie. I don't know.
No. They did.
They weren't dead. They weren't undead, right? They were.
Yeah, they weren't undead. They weren't zombies. They were just like incredibly crazy people who ate other people. They're just the fucking virus.
They were
the
cannibals.
Yeah. Well, the virus made them feral, basically.
Was it rabies?
Yeah, they made him Wolverine without his adamantium.
Okay. Did feral. They have claws?
But well, that's why they were super fast too, because I think technically they were still alive.
Right. Yeah.
But some of them were really fast, and the other ones who, like, they could take like lots of damage and shit and still keep going. But whereas like a normal person would be able to take that damage
on PCP.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of people on PCP.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I spilled a big bag of PCP
in the water system. Oops.
Let's see. Do you watch anything else this week?
Comic Book Man, as always. And no, there's nothing really recording. I do like this new show on, I think it's on the Discovery Channel, called American Diggers. Or maybe it's just called Diggers. Or maybe there's like four reality shows coming on, all relating to the hobby of digging.
Like, and digging a hole?
No, it's like metal detecting. And so they call them diggers. And me and the boys have been watching the first couple episodes, and it's really. And now I want a metal detector. You got to go out and find them treasures, because these guys are fucking pulling shit out of the ground that were millions of dollars, just everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, they don't. They don't really. They don't find like treasures, but they're like, oh, this is a coin, and this coin, the Civil War coin, and it'll go for $12. So I just pulled $12 out of the ground.
Someone just dropped a silver dollar.
I guess. And, or, you know, I found a wedding ring. This is gold and it's a diamond. So that's $300, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like they're like, oh, we found fucking King Tut's tomb in Wyoming. You know, it's nothing like that. It's just fucking, you know,
I found my 10,000th bottle cap.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's a lot of that too. They do have that on the show. So it's not like always, oh, we're finding gold, gold, gold. It's like, oh, I found something. Oh, it's a fucking nail.
10 feet under the earth, there's just a giant layer of gold.
Yeah, exactly. But not even that, because all they're digging with are like little spades. So it's like 3 inches under the ground.
You know, like digging
just all gold.
Hits.
It's gold plated.
Just a big wooden pirate chest
full
of booty.
Everywhere. And but, you know, they found some neat shit, so that's kind of cool. But I think that's everything that I've, like, watched this week as far as TV goes. Anything else for you?
I watched a movie on Netflix yesterday called Dragon Tiger Gate.
That's got to be foreign.
It's a martial arts movie. I guess it's based on a comic book, but it specifically said comic book, not, like, manga. So I'm guessing a comic book. I don't know.
You should do some research.
It was pretty badass movie though. It's got Donnie Yen.
Yeah, something like that.
In it, and it's a little. If you like martial arts movies, you'll probably be okay. You know, it's a lot of times the Asian movies are a little hard to follow. But that's just because that's sort of the way they like their movies. Like, they don't really like everything explained and stuff.
Right.
A big part of the movie experience. Well, a big part of it to them is, deciding for yourself what happened or discussing with your friends, what happened.
Almost like the unknown. Like when they used to not show the monsters and stuff. Yeah. Or a hand would just poke out. So
there's a little bit of things where it's kind of hard to follow. But
I think that we, as Americans, our storytelling has gone too far the opposite. There's too much explanation.
Yeah, we don't like to walk out of a movie confused because it pisses us off.
Right.
But it's basically, they give you a little synopsis backstory. Basically, there are two brothers that started a martial arts school called the Dragon Tiger Gate. And then one of the brothers had two sons, and he named one Dragon and one Tiger. And then when they were really little, he got divorced. And so his son Tiger stayed with him at the school. And then Dragon went with the mother. So when they were little kids, they were separated. Now it's current day. This movie is about 5 years old or so. But it's current day, and Tiger's at school. His uncle's the sensei now. I didn't catch what happened to the dad. They never said. The mother did pass away. And so the older brother, Dragon, his mother passed away, and for some reason, instead of going back home to the father, he got adopted by this guy that was kind of mixed up in organized crime and stuff. And so he basically kind of works for this guy, and the whole mix up thing is really kind of weird. Like there's this like head underworld figure guy who they call Demon, and like I guess the mob boss guy works for him, and then Dragon was raised by this mob boss guy. Well, they're at a restaurant where the mob boss guy, he owns it, and he does his business upstairs, and basically the Demon guy had given him this like plaque to show that he was one of his favored guys. Well, these other gangs were coming there, and they were all pissed off because they felt they deserved it. And so this like fight breaks out, but then the younger brother and some of his friends happen to be eating at the restaurant and somehow get mixed up in the fight, and for some reason they take the plaque with them, and that sets off the entire chain of the movie, which is just a really contrived thing.
I did comment on the fact that we sometimes go too far but some of those foreign films sometimes go a little far as far as not explaining stuff sometimes.
So one of his friends just decides to steal it for no reason whatsoever. Then he sees it laying on the ground.
Oh, mine.
Yeah. So then the crime guys come after them. And then for some reason, the mob boss decides that he doesn't want to be involved with this demon guy anymore. And so then all his enforcers come after him. The older brother Dragon is forced to fight them. And so then, since he trained at that school, then they retaliate against the school. And then there's like awesome training sequences where then they're getting ready to go fight this guy. And then there's like a crazy ass fight at the end. Which is basically what you're waiting for the entire movie.
Right.
Because
the final fight scene in those movies the story's, always the best.
You know, the story is pretty basic, but it works. And the cinematography is awesome. They do a lot of crazy, awesome shots. There's one scene where there's this big fight breaks out at a tea house. And there's at one point they pull the camera up. So you're looking like straight top down at it.
Right.
And then they shift to another room, and then they zoom out to both rooms, and then they zoom into this room, and then
they built a set.
Yeah, and then they pull up to show the whole thing fighting.
Almost like
you can see the street outside, and
almost like the Steve Zissou or the Life Aquatic shot where they built the whole boat, but they only built half of it, and they left the one half open. so that they could do that cool camera pan thing to kind of show what everybody's doing on the boat at the same time.
And the fight, the choreography on the fights are awesome. There's like a couple of different key sequences. That one is a really good fight. There's one where they're at a baseball field, and then it's at night. They shut all the lights off, and then they hit a big spotlight right in the middle. And there's a really cool fight there. And then the fight at the end, the only thing is, I have no idea where this fight at the end takes place. It's like this huge ancient temple that's just, I don't know. The location is weird, but it makes for a really awesome fight. And a lot of the effects are cool.
That's probably
too.
Why they were like, this place would make for a really awesome fight.
A lot of the effects are really cool. Like, it's totally like live action anime. Like, they're not doing
a lot
doing
of wire work.
A lot of wire work. Some cool, like, energy signature type of stuff. The younger brother Tiger meets this other guy who his name is Turbo. And course. He's kind of they basically make the three, you know, like the three iconic characters. You know, you'll have like your like noble, good guy.
Yeah.
And you'll have kind of the anti-hero brooding guy. Then you have like the kind of funny guy.
Right.
So there's, you know, basically Tiger's the noble, good guy. And then his brother Dragon's kind of the ex-mafia, you know, enforcer, but
good
still
heart,
with a heart of gold. Yeah. And then Turbo's like the funny guy and stuff, but he's still badass.
Is he fat?
No.
Oh, usually the third.
No, he's one of those
chubby.
He's one of those like sort of androgynous. Like at first, we thought it was a girl at first because he's got like platinum blonde hair.
Oh, they love that over there. They love androgyny over there.
But he's pretty funny and the fights are really, really awesome though. For that alone, if you like martial arts movies, I definitely recommend it.
Cool. And what was it called again?
Dragon Tiger Gate.
Dragon Tiger Gate.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, I say check it out.
Definitely. I'm always looking for something to watch on Netflix.
That's all that I have.
Considering that Netflix is the worst fucking search engine ever, and the worst, their recommendation thing is just the worst. And you go to look for something on there, something new, and even go to the, if you want to look for something new and you just don't have any idea what you're looking for, you just want to see something new, something to catch your eye.
Recently added.
You have to go to but it's always the worst stuff. Because they don't put everything on the recently added, especially on the gaming consoles. You have to go to the website, and then their website is so fucking muddled, you don't get every fucking movie and shit. I'm telling you. There's money to be made in creating an app or a fucking search engine or something that you can customize to search your type of shit on Facebook.
Well, if you know
Netflix.
The name, though, you can just type the name in and get it.
Yeah, but what if you don't know the name? Well,
oh,
I constantly
I don't
just
know.
Look, and you gotta dig to find anything. And
I just go off the
whatever
picture. I just scroll through the pictures like, oh, that's how I found this one. I was just looking through the foreign films, and I saw the I guess cover art or whatever.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that looks pretty
cool.
You can
cool. get
it's
deceived
got,
by that cover
art. It's got
Donnie
Yen in it.
And
he's a pretty badass dude. And,
yeah. Well, that's how I mostly find my shit too. You know, but I'll definitely read the description if I see a cool cover. And
I do like they do on the Xbox. I don't know if they do anything else. After you watch something, they'll have a thing that'll be like more like Dragon Tiger Gate, and it'll have a big list of stuff like that.
Yeah, they do some things right, but I'm just telling you, I think there's money to be made out there on an app or something that you can do, and that just gives you better access to, because they have like a million movies on there or something, but you go to their website and they're only listing like 500. Wow. You have to dig for like the rest of them.
I don't know. I don't put that much work into it.
Maybe it's because I ain't got a job. All right.
You got anything else for movies?
No, that's it. Right. Well, I mean, that's our week.
Yeah,
I got
movie
like
news?
Movie stuff that's like news.
Let's do some movie news. What's going on in the world of entertainment?
Well, I got to find it. Hang on.
I'm hanging. I'm trying. Pull me up.
Sorry, my computer's being slow. More Dr. Horrible coming soon.
Oh, really?
In regards to the much-anticipated sequel to the first installment of Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, Josh Whedon was saying that it's almost the script's almost done, and that I guess everybody signed on to do some more, except for Felicia
I was gonna
Day,
say it's Felicia
she died.
Day.
But
They could bring her back as a different character.
Yeah, they could totally do something.
Put her in a blonde wig or something.
It's Josh Whedon, man. You know, if anybody can bring him back.
Penny's sister, Jenny.
And in a way that makes sense, too. He said, we are hard on it. It's been a really tough year, a couple of years, partially, I'm happy to say, because of work. You know, he's been busy with the Avengers and stuff. He says, we're stuck, basically, at this one part in the process. All of us are looking at this summer as times we can give it a go. He said, hey, you know what? We got a little free time. Let's get unstuck. Neil has been like, how long? We're all sort of just waiting, but the waiting will stop. So there is more coming, which that's a very popular thing.
Is it? But he's like a major bad guy now, Dr. Horrible. He's like,
well,
on the council or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure it's gonna carry on from there. Major bad guy in that world though is like whimsical. I mean, he did kill a person, but yeah. You know.
Oh, dude, don't fuck with Bad Horse.
Bad Horse.
That's the leader. That's the head.
Yeah. Guy. What was that song about, like Running Horse or something that Josh did years ago?
Crazy
or
Horse.
Crazy Horse.
That was about the.
I know,
the
but
Native
that
American
song was
guy.
Awesome, and yeah, it that should song is totally awesome. Be about Bad Horse. It should be his theme music.
Should redo it.
Yeah, Josh, get on that. Redo that song into Bad Horse, and then submit it to somebody. I don't know. So we got some Dr. Horrible news, which is awesome.
Nathan Fillion coming back?
Who?
Nathan Fillion?
Yeah.
Captain Hammer?
I believe all of them are coming back.
He should get a sidekick. Nail Boy.
Well, he got kind of turned into a PUD or whatever there at the end. Showing that he wasn't really like hero-esque.
The whole thing showed he wasn't hero-esque.
Yeah,
he was
but
an
I mean
ass.
That's but I guess. I guess
no, he got hurt, and he'd never been hurt before.
Right, and he cried like a little bitch.
Cried and gave up.
Sin City 2 is shooting this summer. Sweet. Rodriguez set to go after another Machete. The Machete sequel comes first, of course.
Yeah, yeah. That'll take him, what?
5 minutes?
Rodriguez, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah, that whole thing will be done.
That dude shoots tight. He's crazy.
And Machete sequel is going to be called Machete Kills. Then Sin City 2 will start right after that. Nice. And he says, you work on a number of projects and everything eventually bottlenecks, says Rodriguez. You develop a number of films simultaneously and then maybe one will go. This time it just happens that everything got announced at the same time. We'll probably be editing Machete while we shoot on Sin City in the summer. And it'll be hot. So it'll be nice and cool inside with all the green screens. He also confirmed that it will be based on A Dame to Kill For. And two new Miller Penn stories
that haven't yet
been published.
Wasn't the whole Marv sequence of the first one based on A Dame to Kill For?
I don't know enough about the Sin City books to know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Them up and looking at them occasionally, but I was never a huge fan. I do like the movies. And I do like the books. I just...
Yeah. I'm,
and now that
I'm
the movies come
way.
Out, it's made me appreciate the books more. But so, that's good. Let's hear that... Wait, why the bird was giving... Okay. The guy who wrote The Departed is giving the screenplay a little extra polish. William Monahan. So,
what was The Departed?
Leonardo DiCaprio and the cop movie. New York cop movie,
one.
I think. It was good. It was all right. I think I want to say Robert De Niro, but I don't know that for sure that he was in it. Been a while since I've seen it. God, my fucking screens are loading slow. I think that's it as far as movie news. One more tab if this one loads. Oh, well, here's something we can talk about. This guy wrote an interesting article. I guess Netflix is, you know, they're making their own shows and stuff now. They got that Lilyhammer that's on there that they made, and it's about a mob boss who gives up state's evidence and then picks his own place to go for protection, and he chooses Lilyhammer over in...
England?
No, where they speak the Elfish language. Like
the far lands?
Yeah, like those places, like Norway or something.
Oh,
and
like a real actual place.
Yeah, yeah, a real
like
actual
Greenland
place.
Greenland or something.
Well, they had the Olympics there, like in '95, and that's why he chose it because he saw the Olympics and he liked the country and he's like I don't want to be, you know, I want to go here, and they're like, well, you give up state's evidence, we'll send you anywhere you want. Well, then it's him adjusting to life in fucking Lilyhammer.
You would think that more people in witness protection would go to other countries and not just, we'll move you one city over so that you'll run into everybody.
But it sounds like an interesting concept. Like it would be neat, you know? I mean, a mob guy in another country, that's pretty funny. Just the idea of that, you know, adjusting. I don't know if it took itself too serious or what. I mean, this guy's just ugly. The star is just an old, ugly mafioso looking dude. And not even like fucking Tony Soprano, looks like Brad Pitt compared to this guy. And, you know, but I've watched the first one and it wasn't great, but it was enough to get through and watch. But so they're making their own shows, you know, apparently they got some more in the works, but I guess they're thinking about uncanceling shows, like sci-fi shows
and
stuff. I've
heard they were looking into that. They're basically doing what the Sci-Fi Channel does.
Right. But, and so this author has got,
somebody was saying they were looking into restarting Firefly.
Oh, well maybe that's like a suggestion, because I don't know, maybe. But, this author's got some shows that he's suggesting that they look into. Jericho. Remember Jericho?
Yeah.
About the small town in Kansas surviving the nuclear war or whatever.
Yeah, they didn't get into that.
Jericho wasn't bad. It got, when they brought it back because the fans threw a big fit or whatever, they brought it back for a season, it got a little wonky. Like the first season's good. The second season's all right. And then I think they went for the third because the fans threw a fit and it got a little wonky, like off the tracks. But, Pushing Daisies, that was a cool show.
That was a good show.
I really liked that show a lot. And, Wanderfalls, which I think is at HBO.
That's by the same guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. By the same guy. Better Off Ted. That was a funny.
That was a funny sitcom. Times. It was good.
You know, they need some sitcoms, I think, on like original sitcoms on. They don't always have to do something serious or something that is like taking place in a certain time period or whatever. To me, a sitcom would be like the cheapest way to go, because you could have a set and, you know, it would all be contained and easily. Like, they fucking went to Lilyhammer to fucking film that Lilyhammer. That had to cost a little bit of money.
Yeah, Lilyhammer?
Yeah. You know, so why shoot for the stars?
Are you sure they're not filming it in Canada? Just
well, maybe. I don't know. But they went somewhere. It's not like on a set. It's like real world stuff. You know, why shoot for the stars on your first outing? I mean, I guess the critics have just fucking skewered it, too.
Oh,
like I said, it's just like bad. Like, I guess it's just okay. And like, I watched the first one. It wasn't great, but I haven't watched the second one yet. But like, I think Better Off Ted would be a great show to start off. People would get used to saying, hey, the new episode of Better Off Ted has been released on Netflix. Let's fucking watch it. Deadwood, you know, some of our friends loved Deadwood.
Yeah.
Because Cowboys
were saying, fuck.
That's another
big production one, though.
That would be another big one, because you got time period, you got costumes, you got, but you know, you have a whole lot of people. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know Timothy Oliphant was in Deadwood. That's cool.
Yeah, isn't that what he's famous for? That's the only place I've ever heard of him.
Dude, he was the fucking assassin. He was based on the video game.
Assassin's Creed?
No, the bald-headed dude.
Hitman?
Hitman. He was the Hitman. He's fucking he's a badass in that goddamn.
Isn't he an old dude? Maybe I'm confusing him with somebody
Justified.
Else.
Justified. He's the Marshal in Justified. That either. That show's so fucking badass. He was in Crazies, The Crazies. He played the town sheriff in The Crazies.
Nope. Didn't see it.
Did you see the movie Go?
The old
like
80s
in the
movie?
90s with Sarah Pauley and Scott Wolf from.
Yeah, we watched that.
He was like the drug dealer back in that show.
That's been so long.
He's been in a ton of stuff and he's really good. More recently, he was in I Am Number 4.
I haven't seen that either.
Oh, well, fuck, dude.
I've been at work.
He's good stuff, though. And I think I Am Number 4 might be on Netflix now. You should check it out.
I wanted to see that. I just didn't get a.
It was pretty good. I think they're going to make another sequel, too. Or another
I Am Number 5?
Yeah. Well, they did indicate that there was a couple other numbers.
I Am Number 44.
And Number 6 is hot. So I think that's all I had for like movie stuff. All
right, man. Are we ready for some game brains?
We are ready for some game brains.
All right. What you got going on?
How about a Bethesda Elder Scrolls MMO?
Ooh.
For a while now, there's been a rumor circulating that Bethesda is working on an Elder Scrolls MMO. But this time, the rumor is very specific. The existence of the game will be announced in May and will be shown off at E3 in June. As always, industry sources have been cited saying that Bethesda is currently working on the project and that it will have a major presence at the at this year's E3 in June. Hmm. The game will supposedly take place hundreds of years prior to Morrowind, Oblivion, and Skyrim. Plus, it will have three factions that you can play.
Well, Skyrim, isn't Skyrim a couple hundred years or so after Oblivion?
Yes. Yeah.
So
that's pretty cool. I was just saying that they need something like that, or at least a co-op. Well,
yeah,
for Skyrim.
I would love a multiplayer Elder Scrolls. I don't know if I want to do an MMO though.
I would.
Are you gonna pay a monthly fee to play? And MMOs just got too many people for what the experience.
They don't
normally
when they
have.
Do MMOs on the Xbox. They don't. It's not a monthly deal on top of the Xbox, is it?
They've only ever done one MMO on the Xbox.
Well, if it's released for, I won't buy it for a computer. Well, if it's released for Xbox, yeah, I'll buy it.
But that was Final Fantasy 11, and yeah, you had to pay your $15 a month.
Really?
On top of your gold membership.
Yeah, that
no,
might...
no, no. You didn't have to have gold to play it, but you did have to pay $15 a month. So you didn't have to have gold, but you still had to pay. That's what that was.
Hmm.
Which, who's going to not... Who's going to play online? But I mean, I guess if that's the only game you played, maybe, but I don't know.
Oh, speaking of, you were talking about that movie, the Tiger Gate or whatever, yeah, it was, Tiger Boomer Gate.
Dragon Tiger Gate.
Yeah, that one. That Turbo one. Boomer Gate or whatever it was called. You know, you mentioned a little bit about the Japanese underworld and that kind of thing. I guess there's a really cool game that's kind of, and we've talked about zombies a little bit, so I guess there's a really cool game out of Japan that's kind of flown under the radar, and this one guy says, I think it should be taken more serious as like a good game because it's your standard post, or not necessarily post-apocalyptic, but in the throes of going apocalyptic. Like, there's zombies everywhere. Basically, a zombie outbreak.
Okay.
And it takes place in Japan, and you play a Yakuza soldier. And
is it what kind of game? Like a
it's
game
called or? Tokyo Tohoku Earthquake.
Hmm.
And basically, it was supposed to be released right at the same time that the earthquake happened in Japan, and they postponed it until recently because of that.
Yeah.
And but basically, the Yakuza is a criminal organization, but in Japan, some crimes are regulated by the government. Like, they kind of let you get away with some of it. Like, this author talks about a little bit in the story, and I'll post a link on our website so you can check it out if you want to read more about it. But it says, I'll just read this quote. It says, the Yakuza are Japan's mafia, but unlike other countries, they are semi-legal entities regulated by the authorities, but their existence is not banned. So, basically, and they also are known, though, for, like during the real earthquake in Japan, the Yakuza, when the police were struggling to maintain order, like the Yakuza backed the police up. Like, they were like, nobody in my fucking neighborhood is going looting or going to go crazy or do anything. They're like, or you fucking face us. So in times of crisis in Japan, they have been known to do that, even though they are basically criminals. And so that's kind of the premise of this game, this author says. And he says it's understated in the press as far as, like, a lot of people just said, oh, it's your standard zombie game, it's hack and slash, and, you know, it's Dead Island, but in Tokyo, and there's an earthquake and all this stuff. And, but this guy's like, no, you gotta, you know, there's a little more to it because of this kind of sub story about you being Yakuza and, you know, he says that it kind of adds a thing, a realism to it. And so I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool. This article caught my eye. I don't think you can get this game in America, but, you know, I don't know
for
sure.
Is it PC or does it say what system? Or?
It doesn't say what system it's for, but let me go back up to the top. Maybe it said in the first paragraph. Probably PC because it doesn't name a system. But it says, you know, it's just like Left 4 Dead or Resident Evil, that kind of gameplay. It says, this makes Yakuza the ideal heroes for, well, a zombie invasion. Instead of running around stealing stereos or simply thinking to themselves, they are out to help others and to follow their code, because they are a code-based criminal organization. The characters of Dead Souls are far cartoonier than in the other Yakuza games. While Dead Souls dialogue... maybe that's the name of this game. I thought it was... Oh, no, it was originally called Tohoku's Earthquake, but then they changed it to Yakuza Dead Soul because it was supposed to come
Oh,
out
that
around the time of
earthquake,
the
yeah.
earthquake and stuff. But so I don't know, I think it's kind of cool. He says Yakuza once again offered humanitarian aid and assistance to those in need, something Addison covered firsthand, as well as detailing in the book Reconstructing 311, which was the earthquake, for which he's given his royalties to charities like a good Yakuza. Yakuza Dead Souls was completed in advance of the recent disaster, does not reflect it, and in-game images of helpless self-defense members ineffectively dealing with the crisis as gangsters step in to clean up are overstated. However, time and time again, these gangsters have shown themselves worthy of their non-humanitarian group moniker. So it's kind of cool, I mean, you would see some of that in like inner city stuff. Like if like Inglewood had a zombie outbreak, I guarantee the Crips and Bloods and stuff would probably secure their neighborhoods, act as their own police force while all hell was breaking loose around them. I could see that. I just thought that was this was kind of cool. Let's see if I can.
Sounds like a neat idea, but yeah, it may not ever be released over here,
Right.
just because it'd be hard to identify with that kind
Well,
of.
but maybe a video game company will get the same idea with, like a Grand Theft Auto type game, but zombie related. You're kind of a criminal organization or something. So I think that's it as far as video games go.
We should talk about draw something.
Oh yeah, we totally should talk about draw something as we both check our phones to make sure we ain't got any new drawings. I
So,
totally do have new drawings, but I'm not doing it now, but.
okay. So, somebody, I can't remember now who it was, somebody on Facebook invited me to this game, and I was like, it's just one of those other dumb. I actually thought it was a Facebook game when I got the
Yeah.
invite. But then you started playing this. It's a phone game. It's an
Yeah.
app. You can get it's an
And it's
app for your
cross-platform,
phone.
so my Android phone can totally play with your
Yep.
iPhone.
Oh, they get
They get
along.
along.
So how would I it's like a two-player Pictionary
Yeah.
basically.
Words with friends, but instead of words, you're drawing pictures, basically.
Yeah, that's another one people keep telling me to get, and I've just never
It's Words with Friends is Scrabble,
like
and if you're not a huge Scrabble fan, then it doesn't translate over.
I
And it's just way easy to cheat. Matter of fact, they make apps to where you can just cheat. Like if you don't have a good word, you can't make a good word.
Oh,
You just put
really?
in your letters and the letters that are available on the board, and it totally makes words for you.
Why even play? That's
Damn.
dumb. Okay.
I played just so I could shove it in my wife's face that she wasn't better at words than me.
So basically, so you can create a game, and what you do is it'll give you three words to pick from, and it says easy, medium, hard, but
Right.
sometimes the hard one will be like, oh, that's easy, and then like the medium will be like, I would have no idea how to. So I
Yeah.
don't know how they judge. I don't know
Well,
if it's
I think a
random
lot of
or.
time, I think it's random, but I think a lot of times too, their hard words are like abstract too, like ludicrous. How do you
That'd
draw ludicrous? Or how do you draw something that represents ludicrous? Or how do you
true.
draw, So I think that's, but every now and then the word
Yeah.
shuffle is not as
But
hard as you think it would
yeah,
be.
so you get three choices, and you can so you can buy these bombs, and if you don't like any of the three words, you can spend one of your bombs to get three new words, but I've never done that
Yeah.
just 'cause
I've used up all my bombs, but
I'd
I've never
rather
bought any.
do an easy word than spend a bomb, because they're like, I don't know. So, and
You
so
can also
the,
use the bombs to eliminate some of the letters
yeah.
that don't.
So there's an easy word, medium word, hard word. The easy word is worth 1 coin, the medium word is worth 2, and the hard word's worth 3.
And you build up these coins
Yeah.
to spend in their little shop to buy colors or
Yep.
bombs
See,
or.
because I, when you were saying that, when you could buy color stuff, I originally thought, oh, then you gotta, oh, it's 99 cents
Yeah,
for more
add-on
colors word,
pack.
but it's
You can buy
all.
bombs like that though,
Oh, can you?
from what I understand. You
But
or you can just buy coins.
yeah, maybe you can buy, yeah, but you spend the coins you earn in game to buy more bombs and more colors to use. So you pick one of these words, and then it takes you just a little drawing app. Like I have a drawing app on my phone, and it's almost the exact same thing
Yeah.
as far as that part of it. So you just use your there's different colors at the top. You get five to start with.
Yeah, and then there's four or five, yeah. And there's a pencil size and
yeah, there's like four different erasers and then eraser, and you just draw whatever you think will let them guess the word, and you hit send, and it sends.
I'm finding that you don't necessarily have to draw like the direct image. If you draw something that represents the image, it's a lot of times easier to get that across.
And it really depends on who you're playing against, because like something I would draw for you would be probably different than something I would draw for my wife.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes I just cheat and write the word.
That's so dumb. Again, why even play?
Well, it was really hard.
But so you send it off through the magic of the internet, and
yeah.
It travels through the air, and it comes to your friend's phone, and they get a little ding saying, hey, you have
I don't get notifications. I just have to check it every now and then.
I get notifications, but one thing I've noticed is the notifications, like, I don't know what it is, but it's not always really in sync.
Right.
Like, I'll normally on the iPhone, if you have like something pending or whatever, like it's your turn, it'll, or like new message or whatever, it'll be a little number in the corner.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like, I'll have a little one and I'll go in, I'll play my game, and then I'll exit the app, and the one stays there, and it bugs me so bad. That it's
you don't have
there.
Any type of clear option or anything?
I basically have to turn the app off and restart it to get it to resync, which that's kind of annoying. But
yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
So when it's your turn, you pull it up, you can have, I don't know how many games you can have going at a time, but you can
have a bunch going. I got like nine going right now.
And it'll tell you whether it's your turn or not. If it is, you hit go, and it'll come up, and it'll first, it'll run through the animation of them guessing your last clue. So it'll show what you draw, and it'll show them guessing.
And then when you get it back, you can watch them make the guess, yep. Right?
And so you watch them guess it, and you'll get some coins if they get it right. And then you watch them drawing your clue, and you'll have, is it 12 letters?
Yeah, I think so.
You have like 10 to 12 letters at the bottom of the screen, so you don't get every letter to pick from. You could have like three W's or something dumb like that. And so it's basically however many letters you need to guess the word, and then extras to fill it out. So you'll watch them drawing it, and it's not like you don't just see the drawing, you actually see them drawing it.
Yeah.
So you'll see them start, and they may erase it or scrap it or whatever and start over. So a lot of times I keep that in mind, because I'm like, well, I should draw this part first, and then I'll go to like this next part. Like I had pine cone, and I was doing a game with my wife, and my word was pine cone. So first I drew like an evergreen tree, and then I erased it, and then I drew an actual, what I tried to draw as a pine cone.
Yeah, I did the same thing with you on that archery.
Yeah,
I drew the arrow, and then just got rid of the whole page, and then drew the arrow flying through the air. Yep. Got a page, and then drew a target, and the arrow hitting the target.
Yeah, so it's, they don't just see the picture; they see you actually.
It's a little animation
drawing. Yeah. Then you guess the word. If you get it correct, yay! And then you get some coins for that. And then it's your turn. You pick a new word out of the three, and go through the process, send it off, and just back and forth like that. And you can have a bunch of games going at a time. I've got like six. Gus got nine. Somehow. Are you spending all your coins? I don't know why you're.
I haven't spent any of my coins yet.
I have.
Yeah, I have. That's why I don't figure out why you're getting more coins than me.
Because I'm awesome.
Because I've been playing longer, and I have more games going, and I'm better.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I do need some. Man, so you can buy 10 bombs, but it's 400 coins.
Yeah.
Ugh. And I guess you can buy more coins. You can buy 400 coins for $2. So that's where the real money comes into play. You should just buy 10,000 coins for $25 and just call it good. But so the bombs you can use to either, get a new word, or you can
blow up some useless letters.
Yeah. But what it looks like, cause I hit it accidentally the other day, it looks like it gets rid of all the letters except for what's in the actual word. So it makes it a lot easier to guess. It's like a hint, kind of, except it just basically tells you the answer. But basically at that point, you just have to unscramble the letters and figure out what it is. But it's really kind of addicting. Like, I'm playing this game, like, all the time. You and I are on, what, turn 42? 40,
45 or
45?
Something like that.
45,
yeah. Yeah, it's really fun. You know, it's something you could check throughout the day, and it'll kill 5 minutes, and then you move on the rest of your day or whatever. It's pretty fun.
Depends on how elaborate you want your drawing to be.
I've seen some elaborate ones out there.
Yeah, you were saying that there's some really crazy
ones. I ran across an article a while ago, and I should have kept it, but I'll be able to look it back up again and post a link, but it was... Man, there's some really good pictures out there people drawing. And I don't know how they're drawing with their fingers. I consider myself, like, I can draw, and I can't do it like these guys are doing it.
Yeah,
not on my phone, anyway.
I think the trick is to get the idea across. It doesn't,
yes.
Like, you don't have to draw, like, a photorealistic picture. You just kind of want, like, you know.
The idea.
Yeah. Like, earlier, I sent one to you that was surgeon.
Yeah.
And basically, I just drew, like, a head. And then I put, like, the thing that doctors don't normally wear, but, like, the big
the
reflector
old school,
thing.
Old-timey doctors.
And then I put, like, a mask on, like, a doctor mask on him. And
yeah, and if you just watch the animation and you look at your letters as you're watching, you can oftentimes just see the word in the letters. You don't have to necessarily wait for the whole thing to come out.
I mean, once you get it.
Because the idea is there.
Yeah, it depends.
It depends.
It was really hard.
Yeah.
That took forever.
What one?
Ewok.
Oh, yeah.
Because Scott didn't put ears on his Ewok, so I thought it was...
A Yeti?
Like a Yeti, or it looked like a Bigfoot. I don't know.
All right.
But it is fun. I've been playing Mass Effect this week.
Mass Effect 3?
Nope, just Mass Effect, the first one. I haven't played it yet, so...
Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't know.
Mass Effect is good, though.
I have a buddy that's got all three of them. He's playing three right now, so he let me borrow Mass Effect. When I finish that, I'll be able to borrow Mass Effect 2, and then hopefully by that, I'm done with both of those. He'll be done with Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
So
they're fun, though.
I was going to just play through, like, the story and not try to get caught up in a whole bunch of side stuff, but it's really hard not to.
Dude, I love doing all the side stuff. That's the whole reason why I play all those games.
So, I don't know, I was like, oh, let me just do this one thing here, and then I spent, like, a whole day doing, like, this, I don't know, one thing. When you played through it, basically, you get everyone in your party... Because I had not played it before, so I was thinking it was more like Knights of the Old Republic or even like the old Final Fantasy games where just as you go through the game, you pick up people into your group.
Right.
So it was really kind of surprising because you get like everyone in your party during like the prologue, like the opening thing. Did you like bounce around between them and like use everybody a little bit?
Yeah, I tried to.
Yeah, see, I'm not doing that at all. Like, I basically picked... the two teammates that basically filled out my team like my character is the infiltrator, which is like half soldier, half tech. So then I picked one guy that's half biotics, half tech, and one guy that's half biotics, half soldier. So basically I have we're all like the half and half.
Yeah.
And I've just been using the same two guys like the entire time. So then I like sell.
But even when
everything.
You switch to another guy, they update their stats.
Yeah,
like so I mean,
I'm doing okay. I haven't really felt the need to.
It's
those
personal
guys,
taste.
Yeah.
Though you get different storylines and you'll get different reactions from other non-player characters if you have different people in your group.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. But I've just been, like, I don't really know. It seems like the gear that I'm finding is better than anything I've been able to find in a store. And I don't know if that's just luck or if I just don't know what I'm doing or what it is.
Do what?
The gear that I find seems to be better than anything I've found to buy. And I've just been selling, like, basically, I use sniper rifles, and then I have one guy on my team, the human male, that uses pistols, and then I'm using the Krogan guy, Rex, he's badass.
Tank.
And got him all outfitted with shotguns. So basically, I give my character the best sniper rifle, I give the tech guy the best pistol, I give him the other guy the best shotgun, give him the best modifications I have, and I just sell everything else.
Yeah.
And so
the real question that begs to be asked is, who are you banging?
Nobody yet.
There's a lot of banging that goes on in these games, yeah. You can bang dudes, you can bang aliens, you can bang
you know, normal chicks.
There was on the big space station Citadel thing, there's like the consort or whatever, and you end up talking to her and she like asks you to do this thing for her. She's all like crazy touchy feely and stuff. Like, that's kind of weird. And then you go do the mission. Yeah, you go
bang her.
I don't know. You go do the mission, you come back, she's like, oh, thanks, here's your money, get out of here. Like, oh, you totally led me on. So I don't know. I haven't got that far into it, I guess. I did like one. Like, when you first start off, there's like two missions they give you. I did like one of those, and then I've been doing a bunch of side missions and stuff.
It's not like it's like pornographic sex scene or anything like that during the video game. It's just it's not. One of those stupid cutaways, and then another cutaway to you like laying in bed or something, you know. But it's, you know, it's not. But it was a big controversial thing. Parents threw a big fucking fit about it.
Well, is it? What's the game rated? It's probably M, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rated.
They're like.
It's hard though to get laid in that game. I mean, you got to like do special stuff for them and go get like. That's you collect great. The little side prizes and stuff. If you have like all the fish, then one of the chicks is really attracted to the fish, and so she'll bang you for that. And then if you collect all the little spaceships.
Oh man, I don't have the patience for that. I haven't found any fish. I'm not
in your cabin. You can decorate your cabin. You go to the stores and buy all that stuff. You should stop at all the stores on all the space stations and stuff because
I found a couple of the licenses. Yeah. So the guy will sell more stuff, but...
I may be combining the collectibles from 2 and 1 together.
I don't know, because I don't have a cabin that I know of.
Have you not got your spaceship yet?
Yeah.
Well, do you have a cabin?
I guess I haven't found it.
Maybe I'm not thinking of 1. Maybe I'm thinking of 2, but... Because that game's been out, like, what, 5 years?
I don't know. There's a locker you go to that says it's, like, your locker, and every
I'm trying to remember what the first one was. Maybe you don't have a cabin yet in the first one.
Yeah, I don't know, because...
They'll give you your own ship eventually.
Well, they give you the Normandy, yeah.
Yeah, but you got like you're the captain of the ship. No, there's a captain, right?
There is at the beginning of the game, and then they give it to you.
Yeah, you have a cabin, like a huge cabin with a bed and a computer, and
you can decorate it. Maybe it's downstairs. I hate going downstairs because you have to take the fucking elevator. And I think it's elevators
upstairs.
Elevators in that game. Are ridiculous.
Yeah, he's standing there.
I don't understand it. It's like the future. You should be able to just teleport.
Or elevators are fucking slow.
So you get an elevator and it literally takes like 10 minutes. Not literally, but it feels like it takes 10 minutes to go one.
Especially on the big giant space stations and stuff.
Yeah. Which, I don't know. I guess that's justified in the Citadel because it's such a huge tower that you're going up, but.
When I make the show notes for this episode, I'm not putting Mass Effect in there. That thing's been out like 10 fucking years. If people don't know about Mass Effect, they can eat a dick.
Well, I'll just say it. I mean, the new one just came out.
Yeah.
I finally get a chance to play the old one.
No, that's how you do it, though. I mean, you don't like to buy a whole lot of games because you're not real sure on them or whatnot. And that's the way I do it, too. Why buy a game? You can trade with a friend or whatever.
Yeah.
While they're playing the new one, you can play the old one, and get by the time you're done with the old ones, you can get the new one from them.
I don't know. I doubt I'll go straight from this one, even if I even beat this one. I mean, I'm having fun with it, but I don't know if I'm gonna play 3 games in a row. That's all I got for Game Brains. You got anything else?
Nope, that's it for Game Brains.
All right, what's going on, Scott?
Well, how about some more naked celebrities?
How about some more naked celebrities? So, wait, is this really a celebrity?
Yeah. Yeah, she's like extremely famous right now. I guarantee my wife knows.
I've never heard of her.
That's because you don't watch the show, but she's...
Well, if you're extremely famous, I shouldn't have to watch the show to know who you are.
You don't... Well, I bet maybe if you saw her, you'd know who she was.
Maybe.
Heather Morris. She's the blonde-headed ditz off of Glee, who is now a lesbian. And on the show.
Wait, on the show or in real life?
Dating another hot Latino cheerleader on Glee. And she has had her phone hacked. And some really raunchy pictures of her have been placed on the internet. She looks good, man. She is fit. I mean, she is like... She was one of those characters on the show that the first season didn't really have a whole lot of lines, but she was like a dancer and she was a cheerleader and she would say something stupid, but all of her scenes, she stole the scene. Like, it's her lines were really funny, like little one-liners things, and her character's totally grown in popularity because of this ditzy attitude or whatever. And she looks good. She's a dancer. She looks good, and we'll be posting these pictures because we always get so many hits when we post the naked celebrity pictures.
Yeah, it's not news. It's just I don't know what it is.
For me, it's a ratings spike. It's a good way to get people to the website.
Yeah, I guess. All right.
All right. So have you seen, we've posted some stuff recently about like spaceships on the edge of like Mars or Jupiter or whatever, yes. Planet sized spaceships. Well, there's another one that's been found in Hubble pictures or satellite pictures or whatever. Conspiracy theories claim mysterious planet sized Death Star has been captured on video as it refuels at the surface of the sun. So we've had some huge sunspot activity recently, like fucking with like everything. But there is a picture, and this like round object appears to be sucking something out of the sun. Huh. I mean, I don't know what it is, but it's pretty trippy looking. And it looks to be tethered to the sun. I'll post these pictures up for people to see, but it's freaking huge.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So we got aliens out there sucking our sun dry.
Damn aliens.
Let's see. Oh, this one you'll like a lot. Woolly mammoth could walk the earth again as Russians agree to ship Siberian remains to Korean cloning scientists. Controversial science created world's first clone dog.
Didn't they already clone a woolly mammoth like back in the 80s?
No, they think they figured out that they could, but no, I don't think they ever did it.
I thought they... Didn't they impregnate an elephant with, like, woolly mammoth
sperm? I think they impregnated an elephant with, like, and the elephant was, like, quarter woolly mammoth or something like that.
Well, it's like
and half. They were like, if...
But it didn't live.
Oh. And they were like, if it keeps breeding with another quarter woolly mammoth, then, you know, after several generations, you just keep breeding partial woolly mammoths, you'll eventually have a full woolly mammoth is what their theory was.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's what their theory was. I remember
two
that.
Two half but... woolly mammoths wouldn't make... A baby that's a whole woolly mammoth.
No, but it would be like three quarters woolly mammoth.
No, it would still be half and half, right?
No. Yeah, no, that's. So. I remember that article, and I remember that was their goal.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems weird.
But this one is, the embryo will be implanted into an elephant's womb, and they're cloning an elephant, or a woolly mammoth.
I swear they already did that.
I think check we would have heard about
check
it.
Check the date on that article.
Huh?
Check the date on that article. Is it like 20
years
old?
Well, these are Russians and Koreans, and you know they're going to get that shit done.
So, what are they going to do with the woolly mammoth?
Put it in a zoo, probably.
Yeah. And be you ever like, see that Sci-Fi channel about the woolly mammoth? Sci-Fi channel movie?
No.
Called Mammoth?
Well, of course. What else would it be called?
I don't know.
Other than Attack of the Mammoth?
I don't know if you can find anywhere, but you should watch it. It's good.
Oh.
It was surprisingly well done. It's got a... Summer Glau in it.
And, oh, I think I did see that one.
And I don't know. I can't remember who plays the dad, but he was pretty awesome.
Here's some more crazy Russian news. You know, we had the Russian android brain being downloaded into an android. Billionaire wants that to happen, so that'll probably happen. and then we got the clone in the woolly mammoth. Now Russians plan a moon base and a Mars network by 2030.
Dang.
So the Russians are busy. They're going to the moon, and while we're freaking grounding all of our shuttles, the Russians are going to the moon and Mars.
What are you going to do on the moon, really?
Just mine
sit up,
it.
Sit up there? For what?
It's full of all sorts of stuff.
I don't know. You're going to destroy it. break it in half and cause I don't know.
I'll have a sun sword. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I'll
be Ukla the Mock.
So we talked about... Kickstarter a little bit recently.
We did.
There's another Kickstarter project that has been in the news recently for raising $250,000 in a single day.
Oh, I think I heard about that.
It's a Bolex camera project.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Well, there's been several of them. I mean there's been a bunch of them. There is just a ton of money. This is a really cool camera that's fashioned in the old style of the, you know, like the 80s Super 8 with the handle and the crank turn. You know, that's how you used to make your own home videos that way. This is in that fashion. Looks just like that, except for it's going to shoot everything in a raw format. Which, if you ask any photographer, they all, especially T-Rob, he'll tell you, he shoots in raw because it's the easiest format to edit from. There's no loss of picture quality or anything like that by converting it from the raw format to the JPEG.
It's not compressed at all.
Not compressed at all, exactly. And they're aiming to put this camera at around $3,000, and it's going to be like a Red One camera.
How much do you have to pledge to get a camera?
Oh, I didn't say, but probably $3,000.
This should give you some sort of price break.
But they raised $245,000 in the first day, and there's still 28 days left. So, I don't know, that'd be kind of cool. I'm always looking at stuff, and it says the whole idea of it is to get this film quality equipment into amateurs' hands to make, you know, to get cool
amateurs
shit
don't
made.
Have $3,000.
There was a cool little experiment someone did, and I don't know if it's totally rigged or whatnot, or if slime mold are really crazy intelligent, or if our highway systems are just totally laid out like exactly how they're supposed to be. But somebody put slime mold on a map of the United States, like you know how you put like one little thing of mold and then it grows in like a petri dish? I guess someone did that on like a map of the United States, like under glass, and the mold followed the highways and then expanded at the cities. Like,
what?
Yeah, it's like crazy. And so either our highways and our cities are exactly where they're supposed to be, is like according to nature, or slime molds can follow roads. I don't know. But it's kind of cool. It says slime mold is weird stuff. Despite having no brain or nervous system, it is ruthlessly efficient at hunting down food. So efficient that if you lay out food for it in a pattern of major cities across the United States, it grows in the same exact paths as the highways. So if you took the big cities and put a little bit of food on there and then put slime mold near it or a start, instead of just going straight for it, it followed the highways to the next food.
That's weird.
Now, that is weird. And so, you know, people are like, whoa, they're checking that out. if you don't quite believe that, I don't really blame you, but he's done the same experiment using maps of Canada, China, Australia, UK, France, and a bunch more, and all the same thing. They follow the roads.
Huh.
That's kind of right. It's kind of cool, huh?
And what have we learned from this?
That slime mold's going to fucking take over the earth someday.
Those things are creepy.
Here's a lady who drinks almost all of her urine that comes out of her body.
The
So there's this show on I think on the Learning Channel called My Strange Addiction. Like there was one lady who was obsessed with eating the foam out of all the cushions on her couch. Like she was just like she's watching a movie, she just crack her couch open and start eating the fucking foam. And this lady drinks all of her own piss. Master of the modern freak show, TLC, has unveiled its most stomach-turning My Strange Addiction yet, a lady addicted to urine. She drinks it from glasses. Ugh. She drinks it through her nose. She drinks it it rough. Oh, that's a misprint. She drinks it through her eyes. She rubs the age stuffed all over her body. She bathes in it. She lets the pee ferment and then bathes in it. There was another lady who apparently ate her dead husband's ashes. But, yeah, that's gross.
That is nasty.
I bet she stinks.
She smells like a piece.
I think that's all I got as far as anything interesting in the news goes. So we ended big with the drink,
nothing
the piss
else
drinking
to wash the piss taste out of our mouth.
Nope, that's it. We're going to end on the piss drinking. So what have we learned today, Chad?
We've learned that people are gross.
Slime molds are going to take over the earth.
Slime molds take over the earth. And if there is apocalypse, don't hang out with Scott.
Well, don't piss me off, because I will put a bullet in your head. Don't do anything that crosses me. And we'll be just fine.
And that's about it.
That's it, yeah. All righty, here we go. Let's finish this.
All right.
Thank you for joining us. I'm going to have to start over.
Nope.
No starting over. Thank you for joining us this week. As always, you can find links to all the stuff we talked about, as well as other stuff we write, on our blog at theagreeablebrains.blogspot.com.
And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach us via email using theagreeablebrains@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Facebook. Like our page to get updates about the show as well as extra stuff we don't have time to get to.
And if you don't think the show sucks, please let us know by leaving a review on iTunes.
All right, Chad. Thanks for coming over and recording this on a Monday afternoon with me.
No problem. Thanks for having me over.
I'll talk to you later.
Will you?
Well, considering you don't talk to me unless it's the show, you don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah. I will send you some draw something.
All right.
Challenges.
I'll speak to you through draw something.
Oh, what's your username on draw something?
I believe it's Scott Shetley. That's ScottSHETLEY, all one word, and then Scott is capitalized and Shetley is capitalized. So that's Scott, ScottSHETLEY.
Awesome. Mine is the same as my Hero Academy. It's Digirust, DigiRust. So send me a challenge because I need more coins.
I think I'm going to ban you on what? My game. I don't want to play with you anymore.
Aw, we're the highest game ever.
I doubt it. I bet there's people out there with thousands of turns.
Maybe.
All righty, Chad.
All right, man.
Talk to you later.
I will talk to you later. Yeah.